Of photography here at the Brew Kettle, Jared Kozar. Coach Gilbert, thank you very much for coming on down. We appreciate seeing your face here. How'd the off season go? How's the summer been for you and the guys?
Thanks for having me, guys. Off season was different this year. I didn't have a lot of guys that did much. A little bit in the spring, some guys that did some freestyle and Greco, but for the most part, I think this team is probably involved in more than any of my other teams have been as far as being multi-sport athletes.
So anticipation so for this season than any other.
Very much. I think they might even be fresher because of that.
Wow.
And so, you know, I think we had 11 or 12 that played football. We had multiple guys that played soccer, some in cross country, got guys in martial arts. And so it's just they're – I don't want to call them more athletic, but they're more involved. You know, they might be more athletic. So it's been so a little bit lighter in the summer, but I think, you know, it might pay dividends in the end. They're not going to experience a burnout possibly that maybe some do. So
we've talked with other coaches about being multi-sport and having multi-sport athletes, and we hear the commercials all the time, you know, play more than one sport. And I agree wholeheartedly, and it seems like you do too. And it seems like it helps make a much more versatile athlete instead of trying to be so specialized and focused on just the one thing. And it seems like that pays off when you go and play the other sports. You're just, again, more versatile as an athlete.
Yeah, there's no doubt. I mean, the burnout, not just in the sports itself, but I think, you know, different friend groups, right? Different experiences. I think all the way around, I think it's just it creates a better individual, you know. And so so I definitely appreciate that they do that, and again, I encourage it. You know, I got, and hopefully there'll be three sport athletes, you know, and they'll come out of this and they'll keep doing it. So I kind of leave it at that, I guess.
Yeah, nice.
Coach, you bring district qualifiers back, Shaw, Miller, and Kaiser. What are you doing to fill in around those guys?
So the junior class in general is kind of our meat, if you will, meat and potatoes of the team. They all six of them, I think they're 20 wins or more for all of those guys, and then three of them were district qualifiers. And I anticipate, you know, a couple more of them are going to join that party this year, if not all of them. But around them, you know, I've got senior class. I've got one that, you know, Owen Greer, he's got some, you know, health issues going on, some other things, but if he can return to us, Owen's a two-match district winner from a couple years ago. Last year, COVID year, wrestled five matches and then bowed out of the season. And so it'll be nice to have him back. He's a talented wrestler. And so if he can rejoin the lineup, he'll kind of, you know, give us something at the top end that's a solid wrestler. Down below him, we've got some freshmen that we can sprinkle in. The team as a whole, you know, 25 right now strong, which is the biggest number I've had since I've been in Vermillion. And they're spread out. You know, you got three seniors. You've got, I think, six in the junior class, seven in the sophomore class, nine freshmen. And so it's a nice mix to where, you know, you're reload as opposed to just resetting and restarting and doing things over and over again. So looking forward to it. There's a couple girls on the team as well, and so it's adding a different element. I'm telling you, I'm so impressed with the ladies on the team. So I've got Audrey Peterson, who's a senior that decided to come out, and then Lauren Ficker, who's a sophomore. And both of these girls, if I had to cherry pick throughout the school as far as athletes are concerned, these two girls are some of the best girl athletes in the school. And so I feel really fortunate to have them. They're very receptive. I think a lot of the coaches are going to tell you it feels like the female population in general, they listen. They're receptive. I think they think maybe in their minds they have to close gaps and catch up faster. Sure. and kind of make up ground. And so for that reason, boy, are they awesome to have. And so very excited about, you know, just on the whole team is just collectively, it's solid. So.
Glad you mentioned that. I got to work the girls' state tournament 2 years ago, and it was just real exciting down at Hilliard, and I watched the growth of it, and I think we're going to talk to a couple other coaches about the influx of girls in the program. I know Eric's always had some in the room at Elyria. I know Columbia's got a fair number of young ladies out this year. Talk to us about, you know, obviously you guys host the Vermillion Invitational with the self-proclaimed best wrestling announcer ever, Cliff German. But Cliff, I know he's listening out there, so I had to get a plug-in for Cliff. But talk to us about the rest of the schedule.
Yeah, so beyond our defense duels, if you will, we have, after that, you kind of get into the toughest part of our schedule, rubber meets the road. And so you have J.C. Gorman on there. We'll travel down to Mansfield. And then after that, we head to Maumee Bay, which I love. It's one of my favorite tournaments, probably one of the better ones in the state. I think it's in that top three as far as tournaments run in the state. But yeah, and so that back in there, the SBC tournament's no joke. It's always, I mean, you guys know that. It's a yeah. barn burner of a tournament. And so we're grateful for that, you know, to kind of finish up our season on that note, as opposed to maybe a lighter sort of tournament where you feel like you might be wasting points at the end. It's not to knock anybody, but that conference is just, you know, it's so talented. So yeah, no, I like the schedule. Front end of it, you know, we started Avon Lake, so we get to see some of the Lorain County teams. And then after that, we travel south, we go to Clear Fork. So we're kind of all over the place. Do a good job kind of, you know, getting up and down the state, if you will.
I want to ask you, you know, you were the one team, everybody else seemed to go out to Perry, and you were the lone soldier down at Norwalk. It was just, I don't know what they did to divide up the advantage, disadvantage for you to head down there. I know you saw some of those SBC teams down there. It's never advantage to see to keep running to Perkins and Norwalk and some of those people week after week. But talk to us about
that. Yeah, some pros and cons. You know, I think positives from it, you're unfamiliar, right? So familiarity breeds close matches. And so, you know, not knowing each other might give us a slight advantage, to be honest with you. So they haven't seen us. They don't know tendencies. They don't know style. And so you're kind of, you know, you're just strangers to each other. You know, on the flip side, obviously, like I said, you're going into a blind unless you do some scouting, unless you research and you know, and go on there and see what you can, right? See what you can find on the internet, or you travel and go, you know, watch whatever you can. But yeah, grateful for it, and then, you know, kind of a mixed bag at the same time. So,
Coach, you mentioned the numbers. How's that make you feel, knowing that this year you said you had the most that you've ever had since being at Vermilion? It's got to be a good feeling knowing that your program as a whole trending in the right direction, so it seems.
Yeah, it's refreshing. I think, you know, ultimately this is where we wanted to be, right? You wanted a volume. In the past, I've preached, you know, quality over quantity, right?
Yeah.
But you do want it to grow. And so the sport itself, you know, all of us huge advocates for it, and we want to see it just, you know, get bigger and bigger, and not just the female population, but males coming back as well. And so, yeah, that number of 25, I've never been this deep into a season to where, you know, normally attrition sets in kind of early.
Right, right.
And here we are, you know, we're 3 days out, and I still got all 25. So, yeah, very proud of it and happy to have them.
Well, a lot of underclassmen in that 25 number as well. So, I mean, obviously your focus is on this season, but knowing that you've got some kids for the long haul as well, that's a pretty cool feeling, I would imagine.
Yeah, again, mixed bag, right?
Sure,
so you got your work cut out for you
right,
with the younger
right,
ones.
Yeah.
But it's, you know, again, at least you're building something. And so if you can retain them, you know, year after year, they'll show that growth. And it just, you know, patience takes time. Find myself looking up a lot, you know, asking for a little bit more patience, but you'll take the good with the bad, right?
Sure.
So, but yeah, we'll get through it, and they'll find their way. You know, I think that's how it kind of works for the younger ones, and so yeah, looking forward to it.
All right. Well, Coach Gilbert, thank you very much for stopping on down here this evening. Enjoy some food, enjoy some beverages, and we really appreciate you coming down. Thank
appreciate
you again.
Thank
Thanks,
you,
Brandon. Good luck to you. Sure.
You got it. There he goes, Coach Gilbert from the Vermilion Sailor.